91X News.
From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Matthew Morgan. It's 4 degrees and a bit cloudy out at noon. 55-year-old construction worker from Quinney West died while on the job on Telephone Road Monday afternoon. The OPP says just after 2 p.m., members of the Quinney West OPP, Quinney West Fire and Hastings Quinney EMS attended the construction site off where the man was working. His name has not yet been released. The Regional Coroner's Office and the Ministry of Labor have now taken over the investigation. Three world leaders will be at the White House today. Reporter Karen Travers is there with the preview.
President Trump welcomes the leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to the White House today to mark the 100th anniversary of each nation's independence. The president and the Baltic heads of state will have a working lunch and a joint press conference. The White House says the agenda for the meetings will focus on strengthening the U.S. relationship with each country when it comes to security, trade, and energy. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Trump administration officials say that they're working on a new legislative package aimed at closing immigration loopholes. Sagar Magahani has more.
It comes as the president continues an immigration rage on Twitter. This morning, he writes, "The big caravan of people from Honduras now coming across Mexico and heading to our weak laws border had better be stopped before it gets there. Cash cow NAFTA is in play, as is foreign aid to Honduras and the countries that allow this to happen." He adds, "Congress, in all caps, must act now." Among the new measures the administration's pursuing, ending special safeguards, preventing the immediate deportation of kids arrested at the border while traveling alone, an idea that did not get traction during earlier negotiations over the border wall. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A tentative agreement has been reached to end a nearly month-long strike at Ontario's Carleton University. Karen Rebo reports.
More than 850 administrative, technical, and library workers at Carleton walked off the job March 5th in a dispute that focused primarily on pensions. The Ottawa-based university said last night it came to terms with QP Local 2424 after a full day of mediated talks. Details will be released after a ratification vote by staff, which the union says is scheduled for this morning. QP adds picket lines at the university have been suspended, and the school says details about a back-to-work protocol will be provided soon. Karen Rebo, the Canadian Press.
Canada's public broadcaster is about to get its first female chief. Reporter Karen Rebo has more.
The Trudeau government will tap Canadian TV and film executive Catherine Tate as the next president of the CBC Radio Canada, the first woman to ever head up the corporation. Heritage Minister Melanie Joly will make the appointment official this morning on Parliament Hill. The 60-year-old Tate has worked in the film and television business in Canada and the U.S. for more than 30 years, including time at Telefilm Canada and as a former president of Salter Street Films. She lives in New York and is currently president of Duop, a company that produces digital, TV, and film content. Karen Rebo, the Canadian Press.
Bill Cosby's legal team has received a huge boost in regards to the results of two rulings at the comedian's sexual assault retrial. Reporter Aaron Katersky explains, says a victory for the 80-year-old may be in place. Cosby is charged with drugging and sexually molesting Constant and a Canadian woman at his suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. He says an encounter was consensual.
The judge will allow the testimony of Margot Jackson, a woman who says she once heard Cosby accuser Andrea Constant brag about accusing a celebrity of sex assault to get money. The judge will also allow the defense to mention how much Cosby paid Constant to settle a civil lawsuit. The defense wants to portray her as a greedy liar. The rulings came as the second day of jury selection began outside Philadelphia.
Canada is considering granting refugee and resettlement status to some of the 700,000 who fled persecution in Myanmar. Ray, who was appointed Canada's special envoy to the seven-month-old crisis, did not address Myanmar's political leader Aung San Suu Kyi. He was asked about and at a morning news conference. Reporter Bob Ray's final report on the Rohingya crisis helps to give a better understanding. Ray says Canada needs to step up its spending on the mass migration crisis and should play a leading role in the investigation by the International Criminal Court of possible war crimes.
I wish that she had spoken out, and I wish she would speak out. But it's more than just speaking out. I think the key thing is that the government of Myanmar, as I do say in my report, and that includes her, has to take responsibility for what has happened, and also has to make sure that there is, together with the United Nations, that there is an independent investigation of what's taken place.
Canadian artist Drake setting yet another chart record. Reporter Jason Nathan has more.
God's plan. Seems like God's plan is for Drake to keep setting records on the music charts. His latest single, God's Plan, is number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for a 10th straight week. Drake is now the only solo male artist in history to have two songs spend 10 weeks at number one. One Dance is the other song, and that spent 10 weeks at number one in 2016. God's Plan is also the first song by a solo male to spend its first 10 weeks at number one since Elton John and Puff Daddy each did it in 1997. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
That's QNET News on 91X. The time now is 12:06 p.m. Sports is next.
Ah, springtime. It's the perfect time to get on those home renovations you've been dreaming about. If you're looking for inspiration on how to rejuvenate your home or yourself, visit the Sterling Rod and Home and Lifestyle Expo. Friday, April 27th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and Saturday, April 28th, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Sterling and District Recreation Center. Be one of the first 100 people in the door Saturday and get a special grab bag. And everyone can enter to win $500 in Sterling Rod and Green Dollars. Admission is just $3. Get into spring with the Sterling Rod and Home and Lifestyle Expo.
I'm Matthew Morgan with QNET News. Here's the latest in sports. A recap on last night's games. NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. The Villanova Wildcats are now NCAA champs yet again. Last night, they defeated the Michigan Wolverines. The final score was 79-62. Reporter Jim Ryan watched the celebration in San Antonio, Texas.
Confetti is falling from the ceiling down onto a crowd of about 70,000 people. Folks in maize and blue representing Michigan. Those in a light blue to represent Villanova. Those in Villanova clearly happier than those who came here to cheer on the Wolverines. Villanova dominated this game, finally winning it 79-62 to become the 2018 Division I national champions.
In hockey news, Austin Matthews scored two power play goals in Toronto's 5-2 win over Buffalo. He says the Leafs' power play is coming alive at the right time.
It's nice you score a couple power play goals, and it gives you some confidence moving forward. And I think the last maybe 3, 4, or 5 games, we've had some good opportunities and scored some goals just being simple and getting the puck to the net. So, like I said, it's always gives you some confidence.
The Winnipeg Jets beat the Ottawa Senators last night 6-5, and the Edmonton Oilers were shut out by the Minnesota Wild 3-0. In OJHL tonight, the Wellington Dukes are looking to take a stranglehold on their conference final series against the Aurora Tigers, as they're already up 2 games in that series. Game 3 is tonight in Aurora, and puck drop is at 7:30. Some of yesterday's baseball games and their final scores include: the Toronto Blue Jays won their matchup against the Chicago White Sox. The score was 4-2. The Detroit Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals, and the score was 6-1. Boston Red Sox defeated the Miami Marlins 7-3. Some of tonight's games include, around the NBA, the Toronto Raptors go head-to-head against the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight, and the game is at 7. Brooklyn Nets are in Philadelphia tonight, taking on the 76ers. The Atlanta Hawks will be on the road going up against the Miami Heat, and that game is at 7:30. NHL games include, the Boston Bruins will be in Tampa Bay, taking on the Lightning tonight. The New York Rangers go head-to-head against the New Jersey Devils at 7, and the Winnipeg Jets are in Montreal this evening, taking on the Canadiens. Puck drop is scheduled for 7:30. In baseball, MLB, the Toronto Blue Jays are going up against the Chicago White Sox tonight in Toronto. That game starts at 7:07. Kansas City Royals are in Detroit and are taking on the Tigers this afternoon. And the Tampa Bay Rays are set to take on the New York Yankees at home, and that game is at 4:05 p.m. The Masters gets underway in Augusta, in Georgia, this Thursday. Jason Day says the tournament excites him so much because he wants to win the green jacket.
I always focus to try and win every single year, and I'm striving towards hopefully one day slipping that green jacket on. and being able to call myself a Masters champion. That's, you know, if I sit there and think about it every night, it gives me, you know, chills just trying to think about that actual feeling. So it always gets me focused and ready to come into an event like this.
Please send us your team league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Bevel. Tonight, increasing cloudiness. Late this evening, low of zero. Wednesday, cloudy with a chance of flurries beginning in the morning and a high of plus four. It's now 12:10 in the afternoon. QNET News on air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Morgan. Next news at 1 p.m.